Quick, look busy. Jesus is coming. I don't know about you, but I grew up in a church where there was that sort of sense, what would you like Jesus to find you doing when he returns? With the recognition that he could come at any time. We don't know the time he's going to come. So what would you like him to find you doing? I'm not sure whether that was partly to instill fear into young people that we shouldn't be ever doing anything naughty. But I wonder how we would feel if Jesus came back and found us resting. Have we got everything so worked up that we think we have got to constantly be doing? And we're afraid if we stop, the world around us will go chaotic and mad. Sometimes, as I said before, as if we're human doings, we're so busy from morning to night. We go from the moment we get up in the morning until our heads hit the pillow at night. And from what people tell me, although I don't experience this, it can even get worse when you retire. I have people who have retired who say things like, "I don't know how I ever found the time to go to work." Okay, can you help me with this advert? A Mars a day helps you work, rest, and pay. At school, college, work, paid or voluntary, retired, we all need to take time to work, rest, and play. Jesus knew that. In our story that we have just heard in the reading, Jesus was crashed out asleep in the boat going across the water. Can you imagine it? The disciples are running around manically. They had the Lord of all in the boat, and he was crashed out asleep, and everything around him seemed like it was going wrong. Jesus was so tired. He was so exhausted that the storm did not wake him up. We don't know, we don't have records about how Jesus took time off, but we do know in the 3 years of ministry, he would take time away with his friends, he would spend time just being with friends. He might have gone fishing, we don't know. He might have enjoyed a party with his friends, no need to bring a bottle to that one. He goes to a barbecue or picnics. We don't think he went swimming because he'd just walk on the water. But he did go and pray and spend time alone with God. Do you think Jesus is happy when we're so busy? We have lost perspective. Do you think he's happy when we are just so tired? We have no time for our friends, our family. When we're so tired that we don't even give him quality time. That's you and me, are created in the image of God, the God of rhythm, the God of life cycles, the God who created us with sense of humor and with physical limitations, the limitations that need to rest. Yes, it's good to sometimes be busy, but not all the time, because that is not what we are called to be. I've told you before about Mary's little lamb, haven't I? Mary had a little lamb, 'twas given her to keep, and then it joined the Baptist church and died for lack of sleep. But we need to take time. Sometimes we can be so busy working for Jesus, we neglect being with Jesus. Sometimes we spend so much time doing things for our family, we neglect our time with our family. Sometimes we're so busy running around after friends, we fail to use time to engage with those same friends. I think Jesus is delighted when we take holidays. The word comes from holy days. A break from the norm, not necessarily going away, but a time off from our normal routine. Time to recharge the batteries, to find refreshment, to charge our life, to just stop and be, and put everything back into place. So next time you see Jesus coming, instead of manically trying to look busy, how about welcoming him and doing nothing but spending time with him? We're going to come to prayer. We're going to use that Taze song, "O Lord, Hear My Prayer." And I wonder if you can watch me from the sound desk, because I'll tell you when to still it down. O Lord, hear my prayer. O Lord, hear my prayer. When I call, answer me. Your prayer tonight may just be, I need to stop. Help me find the break, God. O Lord, hear my prayer. There's lots of occasions in the Bible when Jesus saw how tired, stressed and exhausted his disciples were. And he took them away for a break from their busy lives. Why did he do that? Because he loved them. He cared about their well-being. Simple. Jesus saw his disciples tired, hungry, worn out, so he took them away because he loved them and he cared about their well-being. And I think he longs to do that with us too. He longs. Imagine I've got a rucksack with me this evening, and it's very, very heavy. That's because it's filled with all the things that exhaust us, it stresses us out and sap our energy. You remember this morning we had, for those of you who were here, we had bags of rubbish here with the very things that are sapping us and taking us. And we had over this side the garden with the water running, a place of peace and tranquility. And the call of to actually move into the world, but we first need to be recharged. Going on holiday or taking time off gives us a chance to let go of some of the things that burden our everyday life. God said that we should rest from our labors. He said we should rest and let go of them. We need to lay our burdens down. What burdens is God calling you to lay down? to let go of? Are you hearing the call of God to say, stop, come aside, rest, stop doing? Not because God wants to cause you to do nothing, but he loves you and he sees the damage you're doing to yourself. In that reading, the disciples probably thought they were doing great work. After all, they were involved in the ministry of Christ. They were feeding people, they were healing people, they were doing. And it starts off, the disciples came and told Jesus everything that he'd been doing. Have you told God everything you've been doing recently? But have you heard God's response? Okay, stop. Rest. It's okay. In Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30, it says these words, "Come to me, all you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." We need to listen to those words from Jesus. So often our lives are weighed down by so many heavy rocks or bricks that we can't see the wood for the trees. Jesus doesn't want us to be weighed down with anxiety and worries. We have to trust him with our burdens. And perhaps we need to let go of them while we're on holiday. And if we need to take some of these up again when we get home, we need to do that with a new perspective, a new view. We should allow ourselves some time apart to mend our souls, to tend our bodies. Whether we're building sandcastles on the beach with our families, spending times on retreat, playing with our friends in the street, sightseeing on a city break, we have to offer our burdens to God by placing them with him and declare, "Gone to be alone with Jesus." I believe that the biggest thing that often stops us being well is that word guilt. I can't stop, because if I stop, this will fall apart or whatever. And I know this, I'm as a minister, the number of times ministers just keep going and don't stop. I want to, as we come towards the conclusion of our service, and in a moment, after I finish talking, there'll be some music playing. You can stay as long as you like. I think the music lasts for 6 minutes, 40 seconds. Or you can go through and get a tea or coffee and just exit the church quietly. But let's tonight not go out and try and pick up everything. But hear from the God who, when his disciples were tired and worn out, said to them, "Come on, let's hang out together. Come on, rest. It's okay to stop. I love it when you care for yourself." And so, before the music begins, a final blessing. And this marks the end of our service tonight. Not a traditional one. A blessing. May we listen to God's encouragement to stop and rest. May we follow Jesus' call to journey with him. May we be moved by the Holy Spirit to seek for adventure. And may the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be with us always.